Restoring My Soul, Friday the 18th of June. Perfection of Exanastasis. As his physical blood was shed through the wounds that he suffered, Christ was being made alive from the death of sin as a corporate new creation. He was pioneering the pathway of every person's salvation, and he was fulfilling the works of their sonship. Furthermore, the resurrection life in Christ's blood was being multiplied and given to be the life of those who would receive his word and accept their participation in the fellowship of his offering. When the Son of Man's offering journey was complete, exanastasis had attained a full perfection and expression in him. His spirit had gone to the Father, yet his physical body remained on earth, where it lay for 3 days and 3 nights in a tomb. The reason why Christ's body did not decay during this time was because the exanastasis life of the Father had already been perfected in his physical body through his offering on the cross. On the day of resurrection, 3 days and nights following his death, his body did not need to be changed into a spiritual body. It had already become spiritual through the power of exanastasis. When he returned to his body, it was as spiritual as it was material. Through his offering journey from Gethsemane to Calvary, Jesus brought an end to the belly as being the principle of life for mankind. His physical body was raised to immortality. It is now a spiritual body that is sustained by a different principle. He now lives only by the power of an endless life. This reveals anastasis in an immortal body. He is still able to eat and drink natural food. However, his body is no longer mortal and sustained by the principle of biological life. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 13 verse 20, Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8, Isaiah chapter 26 verse 12, 1 John chapter 5 verse 12, John chapter 19 verse 30, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 13, Hebrews chapter 7 verses 15 to 16, and Luke chapter 24 verses 41 to 43. For further study, Luke chapter 24.